All right. Welcome back, everyone, to The Swamp, Season 4, Episode 9. Now, a very different pod this time. You might notice that Max didn't do the introductions. Now, I've brought in a special guest host, which is quite fitting considering he's leaving the country after this Sunday. But he's long awaited debut as a host. He's been knocking the door down trying to get on the show. Welcome, Finn Usher.
Thank you very much. Come past some serious names, your Bakers, your Edwardses. look forward to picking the brains of Ashman and Nethercott.
I sent Usher a message this afternoon. I'm like, you're training. And he goes, yeah, mate, beer at the tab. Or is this what I've always dreamed of? welcome to the pod, mate.
Welcome
to the
pod. Walking around the warehouse.
But look, we thought we'd do a few special guests as well. Now, the third 11 have actually made the grand final this weekend and thought, who better to get on the pod than the captains of the thirds, Tom Ashman and Max Nethercott. Usual host, now guest. Welcome, boys.
Thanks for having us, guys.
Feel me on the other side of the chair.
It feels weird, really biting my tongue there. I'm not sure about Finn's start. I'm sure he'll warm into it, won't you, man?
What was wrong with that?
You'll warm into it.
He's
always a bit scratchy early.
Long time listening.
A couple of player misses.
Now, look, we'll do the usual welcomes, but also, you know, how you came to the club. So, Ashman, I'm going to start with you. Now, I believe you two played juniors together.
That is correct.
There aren't many survivors, actually.
There aren't many survivors.
Maxie and Hunter, the three survivors from the...
Oh, it's an interesting quarter.
Hunter's out there batting at the moment on the centre wicket.
Yeah, there he is. Keeping a close eye.
But yeah. Only the cut shot, Hunter.
Give us a bit of a rundown, Ash. How'd you get here? And then we'll go to Maxie and ask how he got here as well. But just a bit of a rundown in history of the great man, Ash.
Thanks, Joey. Well, yeah, junior. So it's been a long time. I think it's probably been 14 or 15 years we came down. Under 12 F modifieds, as I said. That was our first team. Paul was manager.
Paul Nethercott, yeah. For those listening at home.
Your dad was the coach.
Yeah, coach, manager, coach. He tried to coach, but I think he was...
There was about 15 kids in the team as well. So
sort of do the admin pool. And then...
It was pretty tough. Yeah, about 10 years old, went to school around the corner, Elswick Primary, so that's how we came to Elswick, so good choice in the end. And yeah, just came through juniors, through under 16s, played Hatch, Craig as well. Sammy Groves was actually our coach.
Was he?
Wow.
Gee, shows Groves his age.
Yeah, it was pretty dark Groves, time those Hatch years actually, so... I don't think we won a game. That's all right.
But then, yeah, tough season for the lads.
It's pretty rough. Smithy was captain as well, actually. But then, yeah, just threw Hatch into seniors as well. So probably debuted at 14. And then, yeah, played a bit of fours around school cricket. Finished up year 12. Tried to get back into it. Had some shocking Saturdays. So I thought, yeah, take a few years off. And then, yeah, been back for probably four or five seasons now. And, yeah, here we are.
Very good. And Maxi, is your similar history to that?
Yeah, pretty similar, mate. We under 12 F modified was a great time. What was it like, retire on sort of 10? I remember you got a standing overs. Ovation if you got double figures sort of thing. But yeah, obviously started there and I've played cricket every year since. So what's that, like 15 years at Elswick? So it's been a while.
Stalwart.
Yeah.
Stalwart.
Played Craig and, well, Hatch. Well, it was called Hatch, was it?
Hatch
back in the day for us. Played that first year with Tommy, didn't win a game with Groves, and then the next year we were actually pretty good. I remember we lost at Caulfield to get into the finals, and Caulfield one of the worst teams, and Groves, he absolutely blew up. Blew up to a bunch of, like, 14-year-old kids. I've never seen a man so angry.
It sounds very Grovesy. Yeah, actually, no, it doesn't, to be honest.
What does angry Groves look like?
You know how he goes a little bit quiet sometimes?
Yeah.
He did that, walked into the rooms, and just slammed the door. And he just, proceeded to rip us for the next 5 minutes. But, good lessons learnt, but now here we are.
Well, he's a real whiteboard operator too, Sam Groves. You put it the twos, this is our goal for runs, wickets, fielding. I'm sitting here going, mate, the twos aren't following this game straight.
The banks Groves access there.
We do that as well, don't we?
Yeah, we had one whiteboard. I think a few different things written on it.
Bit of hangman.
Bit of hangman, which is good.
You just sit there and you go, I'm 31 and I'm not following this game plan.
How many times can you write, don't check out for 30 before it goes through?
Obviously not enough. Because I kept doing it. Yeah. Oh, but So you played Hatch together. Now you've found yourselves now captaining in the thirds. Tell us a bit about that. How's the captaincy been? How have you found it, boys?
Yeah, well, I suppose I'll go.
So you're the main captain. you're trying to shotgun.
Yeah, Max wears the trousers in this relationship, yeah. I think.
No, I've really enjoyed the year. It's obviously found ourselves in the threes last year, and it was good fun. You know, with Ped and Jacko stepping down over the off season, we thought, you know, why not just have a crack? It's always good fun in the threes, and I feel like this year it's been really positive for everyone. Sort of even those guys, you know, they're getting dropped from the twos. You know, in the past it's been, you know, really disappointing, and you know they've been a bit sort of down about it. You know, I feel like this year we've just all sort of embraced it and had a really good time together. I don't know if that's just sort of, you know, younger sort of core group. But yeah, we've had a great time and finished first on the ladder, so can't really complain, can we?
No, not much to complain about. What about you, Ash? How have you found it, mate?
Pretty young. Yeah, I'll take a bit more credit if we win the flag this week, I reckon.
You know what you think, man. Yeah. Getting players to the green.
Yeah, you've only got the whole club on your back now. Yeah,
just more, but yeah, behind the scenes.
I think very good at umpires' reports, Ash.
Yeah, umpire reports.
You haven't shelled that off. You are gutless.
Takes the glory.
I think for me it was more last man standing.
Got the call. What do you like with team pay?
Got the call from Cam pretty late. Then Maxi needed someone, so
didn't want to do it on my own.
Thought I'd step up and help out, but. No, like Max said, it's been pretty good. Like, it's pretty easy most of the time. I've got a pretty good team. Pretty much a twos team playing threes div two. You see there?
Well, that sounded a lot better than it actually went. But
yeah, I thought Proc could just...
We only get the sound on the podcast. Yeah, so that was Proc just hitting
a
ball.
For the listeners, just watch Proc. Supposedly
a bit of a show,
one.
Isn't it?
It's been good fun. Yeah, as I said, pretty easy. Young group. We just really go out there and have fun and, yeah, let the rest take care of itself. So it's been good fun.
Yeah, no, it is quite a young group, like you said. Now, look, what we might do is, before we get to the coveted E11s, which I'll let our guest host introduce, might go around the grounds and see who the player watch is for you guys. So, Finn, you're included in this as well.
Finn's going to say something, is he?
Players to watch.
I'm going to start with Finn. So, out of the players to watch in the grand final, who are you backing to have a big performance?
Well, I think it obviously depends on the selection of Melico and Ashwin, which will be,
be careful,
interesting
to see.
Put a
few names out there, mate.
We'll skip past that. But I think from the weekend, obviously... Do we mention the elephant in the room?
No, we
skip past that for now.
Yeah. It's a new week, mate.
I think Sean Kingston, he's a real big player on your side. Ball's quick, ball's rockets. Was really a good performer in last year's third team final against Ormond. I think he could really pick up a few wickets, and he what did he pick up, 40-odd at the weekend, dinging a few. Proc as well, obviously a contention with that, but he's again another bowler who can take wickets in clumps and can really set you off if you end up to bowl, and also can hit himself some dingers as well as obviously your two co-captains to lead the boys, hopefully.
Well, you've named half the team.
Yeah. not many left.
You've named half the thirds.
Yeah, it's an all-round side, mate. That's how the threes work.
What about you, Ash?
Yeah, I'll go next, so it's not taken.
Watch.
I'm going to go with my man, Raj. Yeah. Mr. Consistent.
Yeah, great. Wow.
Yeah, he's just massive for us, I think, like opening up. He's been awesome since he's gone up there. Missed out on the weekend, but back him to come back and make runs. And with the ball, like... We can throw in the ball in the first over or like the 60th over. He always takes two for.
Yeah, so betting. I've actually watched his betting safe. Suspended. Two wins for Raj. 1-3 still with odds. Two suspended.
It's probably pretty safe play to watch because you know he's going to do something. But I'll take Raj.
Raj. All right, Croft. What about you, mate?
Well, actually watching him bat.
I knew you were going to go for this
one.
Well, there weren't many left after Finn's gone through the half
after
the team.
Like two selections.
But no, Big V, obviously new to the club this year. First training for a while for Big V. Pretty good to see. But yeah, he's when he's on bowling-wise, he's just impossible to pick in the threes. And he can show us that he can really bat as well. He's not just a real big hitter. He can play really nice shots and usually good for a 20 or 30 down at 7 or 8 wherever he finds himself. So I will go with Big V.
Big V. Okay. Well, I'm going Noah Portelli. He did what looked pretty gritty on the weekend. Got 29 off about 130 or something.
Yeah. Did exactly what he needed to do.
Yeah. Did all the hard work. And laid the platform, so to speak, for the big rig Nethercott.
For all the
to come in double his max of the year.
For all the money men down the order.
He's a big game player, Nethercott.
Yeah, semi-final specialist.
You've got a lot to thank Noah for.
Yeah, I know.
The leveler as well.
Yeah.
Homburg's probably got to get a mention as well. He's got to throw it in there. It pains me to say, but he looked like he played a good knock.
How do I forget about the Berg? He's an entertainer too. I think there'll be a few Elsternwick boys on the hill looking for Homburg to have a big one.
Yeah, God. Hopefully we're batting, not fielding, so you don't have to listen to him talk.
Get him in short, please.
He won't be coming to the hill or the outfield, mate.
He's on the fence wherever you boys are. That's where he is.
Oh, all right, boys. We'll get to the coveted E11 now. Finn, do you want to give a bit of the rundown of what the E11 is from what you from a listener's perspective?
Yep. So obviously, I'm an avid listener of the pod. The E11s. I haven't actually done one myself. When me and McKnight came on last year, we were here for what, 3 or 4 weeks, so we didn't really have much to say on the E11. But
only that Jacob Kerr was in your side.
Yeah, we need one bloke. It's obviously an 11 of players you've played with through the years, who you've enjoyed playing with, who you just think are either good blokes, or you go down a different route like your Coopers and Phillipses, and you take it in your own kind of way. I think we were going to start with Ashwin with his, because he wants to go and get a hit.
For a hit.
Real keen for a hit.
Light his face. Yeah.
I can see shadows across the deck, so
could be the biggest easy.
Train hard, play easy, Ash. So.
Yeah, let me get mine out. Late notice as well. Just have I missed anyone?
Yeah, look, there was a lot of late calls. I found out at about 12 o'clock today that he was co-hosting. Yeah, Davey's let down. Davey's just screened me and then goes, "Sorry, mate, missed this." Still Davey.
Yeah, this note was made last edited 2 hours ago. So if I missed anyone, blame it on that.
Yeah.
I'll blame that as well on the lack of creativity in the team. Yeah, I can't live up to Cooper or Phillips, but obviously on blokes I like to play with, best players, and a few picks just felt right towards the end. Got a lot of debutants, I reckon, in the bottom six. So
that's what you want.
That's always good. Yeah. Looking forward to it. We'll get into it. One main criteria for me was had to have played at least one game with him. And I broke that on the first pick, which is Cam. Unfortunately, I'm not good enough to play with Cam, but...
Only one team away.
Another notch on the
bad team. On the slippery eel.
If only it was last year.
How many ducks for Cam to get dropped from the twos, you reckon?
Oh, that's a question for a few more beers.
I think even eight ducks, you're probably not.
Yeah, it takes the whole how many hundreds before I play for Australia, right?
Yeah, I don't think Cam. I think he's undroppable.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
Yeah, that's why he's in the 11 as well. You can't have a team without Cam. Cam's like the one guy, as I said, I've been at the club since juniors. Like, I reckon one of our first training sessions, like 14, 15 years ago, Cam was down, and he's still like the mainstay of the club. Now,
so. Just makes things tick, doesn't he, Cam?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, obviously, Elsternwick wouldn't be what it is without him, so that's why he's got to be at the top of the team. At two, I've gone with Smithy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, himself.
Yeah, played a lot of cricket with Smithy. Lucky enough to have seen every version of him as well. Junior Smithy, one's opening bowler Smithy, and now modern day Smithy.
Yeah. Smacking day, that's a nice way to put it.
He's just smacking boys around in the twos and the threes. It's good to see, actually.
Don't be speaking too foul of him. He's my boss. I'll be out of a job otherwise.
Yeah, rolls a gun wicket.
Yeah, he made a pretty good deck on the weekend as well. So
yeah.
Got to give him some props there. Three, I've got Maka Harvey.
He's all right, isn't he?
Yeah.
Andy, we recently made the, one day domestic team of the year.
Mm.
So he's made a couple of 11s now.
You're saying you used to play with him, surely. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure played a few years with Maka. The only bad thing about playing with Maka was training. Because if you think Nethercott and Holmberg are bad, Maka, it was target hitting for Maka. Back in the net, he would go for you. So that was shocking. But
he rocked up last year, didn't he? Yeah. For a training session.
Yeah.
I remember everyone was in
Avoid.
The net.
Yeah.
Curry was showing him his knuckleball and everything. He's like...
He's actually been on the pod too. First season, he was on the pod.
Yep.
Great guest.
He was really good, actually.
Peaked pretty early there, I think.
Okay, we've got too near.
No, you got Usher on the
We've got the host of the guest.
That's what we've got. We've run a short on options, boys.
What's going on? Falling to pieces.
At four, Who's that?
Feet.
My play to watch.
Yeah. Oh. Four, I've gone with Chiz.
Yeah.
Chiz for the experience.
What a man.
Because I think in the threes at least, like, you can get players out just from experience. And Chiz is the one, like, he'll see one ball of a batsman and he'll tell you, like, exactly how to get him out as a bowler.
Yeah.
And playing in the threes, you can't often execute what he wants you to do, but when you can...
you can't execute. Chiz was so much on the ground and slipped.
Just bowl out,
danger boys.
But when you can execute it, you get the wicket. So Chiz is in for experience.
Good man, Chiz.
At five, pains me a little. I've gone with Me Time Maxi in at five.
Oh,
Me Time. Worst nickname of all time.
Me Time. Seriously. Mace one score is Me Time.
No, apparently it's from the Eels Bash.
Yeah, Eels Bash performance almost dropped him out of the team.
Yeah. I would have accepted
kept it in there for necessity.
What happened with the Eels Bash?
Oh, can't remember. Let's not revisit the Eels Bash.
What?
Poor form from Nethercott.
Good auctioneer, though, apparently.
Oh, but, now I remember. Yeah. Funnily enough, Max doesn't, but we'll move on.
Not for this podcast.
Yeah, I've probably played like 12 years of cricket with Max, so he's probably got to be in the team there.
Oh, my apologies.
It's a great reason, though.
my apologies.
More longevity than anything else.
Longevity.
Not many are left, as I said. Three are left. So. At six, keeper spot, bit contentious. I've gone with Ped.
Oh.
Premiership captain.
Yeah.
So I think, got to stay in his good books until hopefully we win one on the weekend and then we can shift him out for another premiership player. but we'll keep him in for now. Seven, I've gone Griff, another survivor from the under 12Fs. Good to have him back at the club. Played a lot of cricket with him. Good mate of mine, so he's not happy out in the outfield at the moment.
Yeah. Varun is whacking these left, right and centre.
The boys are just doing a range hitting. But Griff in at seven. And this is where I think all the debutants come in.
Okay. Scraping the barrel.
Number eight, I've gone Joe Lee. Number eight.
I don't know who that is.
Me and Joe look at each other.
I don't know who that is.
Who the hell is that guy?
Who's that?
Maybe three listeners will remember Joey Lee, but good kid from the juniors. If anyone doesn't remember him, he was a ranger.
Nice.
Oh, so he's pretty identifiable.
Yeah. Pretty hard to miss. But, again, just one of those kids. Loved playing with him.
Great bloke,
like,
Joey.
Yeah. I think everyone in juniors cricket's like pretty selfish. He's probably like the one like unselfish bloke, like didn't really mind if he didn't bat high, didn't get much of a bowl. Just a great teammate.
Yeah, you need those guys.
At number nine, am I getting summoned?
Yeah.
Might roll through it quickly if we actually
quickly get through, because number nine, I've got another debutant, the killer.
Nice. Killer Varun currently batting.
Varun, mate.
So, very happy to be the first person to name the killer, because he might be getting named again soon.
Yeah.
I think just the presence. He doesn't say much, but you always know he's there.
He's
got an aura about him.
The assassin.
Number 10. That's why he's in the team.
Yeah. This will be terrible listening. Us just go, ooh.
Yeah, God. Terrible for an audio listener.
At number 10, I've got another almost certain debutant, Tom Bradshaw.
Again, not
a
sure.
Little
not sure
from
who that is.
Hunter's
Griffin's just put down a sitter.
He's just dropped a sitter at deep square leg off
Varun. Oh, I saw the ball back in this.
He's on 70 now.
Might have to drop him out of the team now.
But I need to get a Bayer Rushman.
Yeah,
really quick. Tom Bradshaw. Oh, just bowled heat.
Third 11 premiership winner.
Yeah, premiership teammate, Tom Bradshaw. But erratic with the ball, but also never knew what he was going to say out in the field. So it's good fun.
I can get behind those guys.
And then at 11, I finished off with the old man, Dave Ashman.
Dave Ashman
played. I think he played three or four games, none of which were planned. I think he just dropped us off, and Longy just, I think, guilt tripped him in. We only had like eight blokes, so he's like, "Can you spend a Saturday with us?" But no, I think getting a bit older now, always nice to look back on playing a few with the old man. So he finishes off the team. A lot of debutants, I'm hoping.
Yeah.
Very finish good. On a wholesome note.
Very good, yeah.
All right, now you might have to stop your part of the pod, Ash.
Yeah,
but
thanks, boys.
Good luck for the weekend, mate.
I've got to get him on. Venkat's out there.
Go well. We'll be watching from up here.
All right, Maxi.
Thanks, Tommy.
Cheers, boys.
Well, we've done the U11 for a long time, Joel. And it's sort of drastically changed over the last few weeks. So
there's going to be there's massive pressure on this.
I've had a lot of pressure.
I never want to do an E11 ever.
Mine was quite easy, yeah.
Yeah, well, I was lost today, to be honest. So I headed over to ChatGPT and asked for a few ideas, see if the computer could work out.
Nice.
what to do.
Can you give me a personality, please, ChatGPT?
Didn't help, actually, ChatGPT. He's given me real boring ones. But I've decided to find 11 traits of an eel. And I'm going to name...
Oh, nice. This has got legs.
So, obviously, there's 11 things that make up an eel, apparently.
Coincidentally.
Yeah. Funny that, isn't it? So, yeah, essentially, I'm going to go through each trait and name a player that I think best suits that particular trait.
Personifies that
trait.
There's
a few
reaches here, so you just got to bear...
I like this.
Yeah, this has got potential.
Just all I ask is you go into this with an open mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just run with what I'm saying, essentially. So the first trait is that the eels are famous for their wriggling, snake-like movements. So they can often slither into tight spaces, often surprising those who don't know just how flexible they are. And I read this as someone who's potentially playing in a team that they've slithered their way into, that no one was potentially expecting them to end up in.
Oh, you've got to be very careful.
Could go either way, but I've decided to go down the slithery eel. So someone who wriggles everywhere is Cooper Davies for me.
He can take a hit.
So obviously Cooper, I think he started in the twos, made his way up to the ones. Going to be honest, never really considered him to be playing part of the third 11, my team. But this week he made his third 11 debut for the season, and he'll be with us in the grand final. So
yeah, slithering through the grades, Cooper Davies,
Cooper, the wriggler. This one is burrowing in sand and mud.
Nice.
So yeah, they obviously apparently the eels love to do that. So
right.
One person sprung to mind off this one just because of his WhatsApp messages to the seconds. Who loves to spend a day in the dirt? And it's Michael Wood. Loves to cover himself in dirt. And mud and sand are essentially dirt. So Woody's opening the batting with Coops.
Yeah.
The next one is the electric shock. So the eel can produce a powerful electric shock up to 600 volts.
Wow.
To stun prey or defend themselves. They often use this as a unique skill as both a hunting tool and a means of protection. This one, a bit of a tricky one to fill. I just went the most shocking bloke at the club. No.
I thought you were going to take this down a positive route. Like, the most explosive player I've played.
I've just gone someone that can shock you. And I've actually gone for Patrick Homburg at number three.
Yeah, that's pretty...
the electric eel.
He can shock you with the way he bats, but definitely the stuff that comes out of his mouth, it's bizarre. And I've had the privilege of playing with Homburg all season, and I've heard plenty of shocking things come out of his mouth. So Homburg's at number three.
Good addition.
Number four, nocturnal hunting. So many eels do their best work at night, or they're hunting at night.
This is good, this one, I reckon.
Look, there was a lot of candidates for this one, but essentially this made me think of who does their best work at night. What happens at night? Club functions. You guys weren't here, but I picked circa 2019 Henry Bennett.
Oh, it was going to be a Bennett for me. It was a Bennett regardless.
But it's a great selection.
Yeah.
Great selection.
2019 Henry Bennett, in brackets, strip pole Benry Bennett.
Oh, God. Hope Charlie's not listening.
A couple of videos floating around of Henry having a great time.
Circa 2019 Henry Bennett.
I believe it was a Christmas party 2019 or something around that time. One of Henry's first nights on the beers, I would have thought, judging by the way he was acting. But Benno makes his way in at four.
Always best dressed or worst dressed, Benno, isn't he? But he always goes 100%.
He always buys into the dress theme, doesn't he?
It's 100%.
So number five was mysterious breeding habits. This is a really interesting one.
It's really on the line.
Where are you going with this?
I'm going to be safe with this one. It could have gone, a number of different ways, but I've actually gone for Big V, because Big V always blaming his kids for not coming for a beer or coming to training. So I've gone safe. Could have been a lot worse. Number six.
Could have gone down a few different
Big V's
avenues.
Had a long here.
Yeah, just about to say that.
And boy, you go tell him not to bat anymore.
No.
I'm not doing it.
I don't think Ashman's saying anything to him either. But yeah, Big V's batting at five. Welcome to the club, Big V. Number six was long migrations. So eels are known for their epic migrations.
Wow, interesting fact.
There was quite a few. History. What do you call it? Like a fact show as well. There was a few nominees for this. Finn coming from England each year. Cal Richmond coming from Rosebud for training. Yeah. Even Menzies and Littlechild coming from the GC.
Yeah.
But I've gone for Coach Tommy Collins coming out 2 years in a row to coach. Well, he didn't coach last year, did he? But
no. But he did do a lot of coaching, though,
yeah,
didn't he?
He loves a migration, that bloke. He's never at home, yeah. I don't think. So Tommy Collins, even though I've never played with him, comes in at number six.
I put good money on a migration next year probably as well.
Oh, yeah. You reckon he's a sign?
Big news.
I'm not a betting man.
Tommy Collins.
Yeah.
Number seven, I had Camouflage Masters. So I took this as the eel who blends into their surroundings really well. You rarely even know they're there. In a good way.
Okay, I've chosen, I was going to say, yeah. Is this a good
Cam Christensen, just no. always doing something for the yeah. club that you don't really yeah. know about. You definitely know he's there. But yeah, he does so much stuff behind the scenes that no one really knows about. So he's real camouflage into Elsternwick, I suppose. Wouldn't really be a club without him, I don't think. So Cam
absolutely.
At number seven. Sorry about batting that low. Number eight, again, this could have gone really, really another way. It's called loners. Generally, eels are loners. So they operate on their own. I've gone safe again, and I've gone for John the Cat Watkin, who loves to walk around the boundary on a Saturday.
He does,
on his
yeah.
own.
Yes,
he does.
Can verify this.
And he I'm does. Not sure he likes anyone else going with him. Like, he'll probably, you know, let you come, but I just don't think he likes it.
Well, no, you could go with Cat, but you won't be with him for long. He'll be halfway
Edwards.
Around the oval by the time you...
Mickey Edwards is trying to keep up with him, yeah. and he can, because he's,
yeah.
he's got the corner.
Yeah. But he's running. Yeah.
So I don't think Cat likes
it. Yeah. Cat just tries to lose everyone. Yeah. So number nine, I actually don't know what this word is. Voracious eaters. God.
Yes, so they're always hungry.
Always hungry, yes. right.
Good bit of knowledge on Joel, well
yeah.
done.
There you go.
There's only one man for this, and it's Hunter Griffin. I've never seen someone call for a banana mid-game.
Oh my goodness.
You can't be doing that.
He was a hungry man, one over before tea. Hunter Griffin has called for a banana. You can hear it on the frog box as well. And I was out there batting with him, and I had to defend him to the other team.
And this was on Saturday?
No, it wasn't this Saturday. I think it was you were there, actually. It was on the main ground last time we played.
The Donvale? Was it Donvale?
Donvale, yeah.
What was the remember. Signal to the sideline yeah. to call for
you
a banana?
You just thought he was on 300 knot, yeah.
Just a scream. So we've got two to go. Number 10. This one is the escape artist. So the Eels are excellent escape artists. I took this as the best smoke bomber in the club.
It's an art. The smoke yeah. bomb is an art. And there's a few on this list.
But I think by far the best one is Das Opinyaka. Somehow gets his way out of everything. Every club function, you see Das for the first half an hour and then you don't see him again. Yeah, he's a great smoke bomber. It is an art, like you said. I've tried
yeah,
him
it's a great
for a few
art.
Years and I'm not very good at yeah. it. So. Das at number 10, that's where he belongs. And now number 11, Slimy Skin. So I've read this as the slimiest eel. I've sort of gone on my own tangent here, and I've gone with Joel Menzies because Joel Menzies is actually leaving the club, and I think that makes you very, very slimy. Very slimy.
I was like, what a segue.
You live long enough to see yourself become the villain, yeah. Joel. There's a knife in your back already.
Do you want me to turn around?
yeah. So obviously, yeah, Menzies at 11. I'm not sure if the podcast obviously doesn't know yet, but...
Oh, well, yeah, one way or another. But yes, August... I'll be moving to Sydney with a bit closer to the extended family. Look, never an easy decision, these things. Like, I had a few words to the boys after the Twos game, and it was, a bit harder than I thought it would be. Like, you come pretty good mates with a lot of people at the club over
Definitely.
Four seasons. But, yeah, in August, I'm moving on. So it has to be... Oh, look, I know people have already been knocking the door down for the podcast.
So
it's desperate for a jersey.
Yeah. A few CVs to come in.
But, so I'll be around for a while. So obviously come the Prezzo night and whatnot. But also reunited with Squirt and Cameron
yeah,
Knight.
Yeah, God. It's a right squad over there now.
Why don't I go play for the Manly Breakers?
No, I'm not.
Can't get any full ideas of where he's going to go next
synth-o
time.
I rubbish, yeah. No. Counterplay's a better standard than that.
Yeah, but no, I'll be around for a bit. So I'll say goodbye to everyone before I go.
Absolutely. Yeah. It was a great segue, though. You've got to give it to me.
It was.
Yeah, it was a brilliant segue.
Not sure how I like being
Very
the slimiest person at the club.
Very slimy.
I'll say you could use the roller as well, mate.
That was good podcasting, that.
Yeah. But no, far more importantly than that, the big dance this weekend for the Elsternwick faithful. Get down on the hill Saturday. I think Saturday is gearing up to be a huge one. Finn's also... back home after the weekend.
Yeah, mine and TC's last weekends this week, I think. I think we're both flying mid mid to late next week. So
who
we're going to be on
the grand final. It's just Finn and TC's last week.
You've got to hype it up, mate.
There might be a little function on the hill.
Yeah. You can nick off first ball and people don't want to be there.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So you've got no excuse not to come out Sunday night then, Finn.
I'll be out Sunday
night. You've got nothing on Monday.
Yeah. I'll be out. Brighton will be in the warehouse on Monday.
No, but so, yeah, get down here. Hoping to have a big turnout. I know the Twos had a big turnout a few games ago, so this is an even better reason to come down. A grand final, hopefully watch the boys get the third flag.
Huge day.
And watch Nethercott and Ashman hold up the silverware. Yep. So if you can get down here. But otherwise, Finn, thank you, mate.
No worries.
You've excelled. You've excelled as a co-host.
Warmed into it, I think. Warmed into it. New to the start.
A bit scratchy early. Yeah, yeah. Nothing new.
Stepping into some big shoes of Nethercott's anyway.
But no, best of luck for the weekend.
Yeah, go awesome. Well.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.